Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. So, today, we will be talking about the NFL draft and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who will they pick with the number one overall in the draft? And also, talking about the Lightning having a must-win game in the playoffs tomorrow night against Detroit. And we will also talk about baseball and gaming. So let's get right into it. I want to kick it off with talking about the NFL draft and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who will they pick as number one? And I'm almost positive that they will not trade down. They are going to take this pick and they're going to, you know, use it in, you know, to its fullest ability and try and pick whoever will fit their offense more, because right now their defense is pretty good. They just need to improve their offense. So we need to figure that out. Most of the people are saying, who should we go with? James Winston or Marcus Mariota? And I want to go with, I want James Winston. Lots of people are saying James Winston is going to go to the Bucs. Now, Tampa Bay has surprised us many times before. I think a very surprising time was when they took Doug Martin, and he actually did very well for them in that first year. He's kind of, you know, he's not doing so good now, but, you know, that freshman year he was doing great because, you know, nobody really knew how to stop him. And sometimes in that freshman year, that rookie year, I should say, not freshman, you're not in college, that rookie year, they really do well because the NFL doesn't know how to deal with them. So, yeah, if they can get a good quarterback, I think that they can do great. Now, it might be different in the Bucs' size, right? Maybe they want another breakout running back. And in that case, you would want Melvin Gordon. You saw him do it in college. He brought his team to the playoff or the bowl games, even though, you know, he didn't have a great offense. I mean, it was pretty much just him. You know, their quarterback sucked. The kicker sucked. Offensive line, you know, they were okay, but, you know, he pretty much did it all by himself. So it's going to be interesting to see who the Bucs pick. Now, think about it this way. I don't think they were talking about it on a commercial. I can't remember who was the first round or if it was the first pick. It was talking about Melvin Gordon, if he would be in the first round. I can't remember exactly, but it said there was never a running back picked in the first round or something like that. So he could possibly be the first one, you know. It was something along those lines of the first overall pick or the first round, something like that. But anyway, yeah, no running back has ever done it before. So it's going to be interesting to see if he will be able to break that record, if he will be picked. And in my opinion, I think he will, because he literally, look at his team. He had no quarterback. He had no offensive line. Really, I mean, it was okay. They had some big boys down there, but, you know, and he had no kicker, right? He had nothing. And he brought them to the Outback Bowl. Crazy. Anyway, Bucs number one draft is going to be debated a lot over the next coming week. I'm going to go with Jameis Winston as my, you know, as their pick. But you never know with the Bucs. We'll see. Could be Marcus Mariota. Could be, you know, whoever. Now, here's the other thing too, right? Jameis Winston has everything for the Bucks. He has, you know, he's from Florida. He'll bring in a bunch of tickets, right? You know, I feel like they should have gotten Tim Tebow when they had the chance, right? But Jameis Winston is from Florida, right? And, you know, he'll fill the seats. He's a very good quarterback. You know, he brought his team to the BCS Bowl twice. And, you know, he's just a great leader. The only thing that he has to work on is his behavior. But I think that will shape up in time. Now, you got to remember, the Bucks are always going to be hesitant, okay? They've had a lot of things where, you know, they picked a person, and the person that, you know, this person, if they picked him, then they would have, you know, done really good. So, you know, again, you never know with the Bucks. I'm going to go with James Winston for their pick. You know, he might be a bust, he might not. It depends. But I will tell you this, Marcus Mariota is too small to play in the NFL. He's like a Johnny Manziel. He can't play in the NFL. He'll get clobbered out there. You know, he's really fast, yeah. But Jameis Winston is really fast, too. He never really showed his speed, but, you know, Marcus Mariota, he's just too small. And he doesn't have experience in a pro-style offense like Jameis Winston did. I mean, Marcus Mariota, if you look back on his, you know, games, most of the games that he won was because it was fast-paced, right? And, you know, he had a really good running back, really fast running back. Now, I'm not saying that the Bucs don't have a good running back, but in the NFL, you have no, you can't do a fast-paced team because the NFL will slow that down. You know, the NFL teams will slow that offense down, and then you have to work, you know, with passing and, you know, first down, you know, you have to use your three plays. And really, I think right now the greatest example of a pro-style offense, there's two of them. I would say New England Patriots are a great pro-style offense, and the Green Bay Packers. Because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's great. I love Aaron Rodgers. He's such a director. You know, he's like Peyton Manning almost, with how he works. And he does like 3-yard passes, 4-yard passes, and they just, you know, keep moving the ball just tiny bit up every time, and, you know, it gets first downs, and it uses those three plays. It keeps the possession in your hands, and you get a lot of TOP, or time of possession, and it really controls the game that way, and that type of offense. And I think Jameis Winston can bring that. You know, they just have to work on it a little bit. Anyway, that's my take on the NFL draft. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back with Lightning and Detroit and NHL news. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3, and welcome back. So we need to talk about the Lightning and Detroit playoff game. So that will be tomorrow night, and the Lightning will be fighting for their lives, you know, trying to stay in the playoffs. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference first round. Right now, or tonight, it will be the Blues and the Wild and the Canadiens and the Senators. And then tomorrow, it will be the Islanders and the Capitals in Game 7. So, interesting stuff going on. Very exciting. I think, I'm hoping that the Lightning will win, but we'll just have to see. Last game, last night, the Red Wings beat the Lightning 4-0. So, you know, I mean, the Red Wings are on their ball, but we'll just have to see. And it will be in Detroit. So you have to keep that in mind, too, you know, thinking about that. So very interesting stuff going on there. So also, we have the baseball going on. The Indians and the Tigers going at it right now in the top of the seventh. Got a lot of games going on, actually. Cubs and the Reds, the Red Sox and the Orioles. And, you know, think about this, right? The Orioles are beating the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, you know, inning, which, you know, isn't that crazy, you know? But they're beating them 9-0, so... Yeah, just put that into perspective there. 2 runs every inning, that's pretty crazy. And they just scored another one, 10-0. Anyway, yeah, so the Orioles are doing very good. Anyway, so what I really want to talk about is the NBA playoffs. Now, who let the dogs out? No, who will go to the finals in the NBA, and I have my money on Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James and Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, the only problem is that they don't really have a bench. So, yeah. Also, a very crazy thing, J.R. Smith, who's on the Cavaliers, I believe, yeah, was ejected from the game for smacking a Celtic, right? A Boston Celtic. They're up against the Celtics right now. And he's ejected from the game for smacking a Celtic. So, you know, that's not necessarily good for the Cavaliers. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Clippers and Spurs. Right now the Cavaliers are winning 72-64. Celtics are making a comeback, you know, so we'll see. That is the first round of game 4 for them. And the series is tied, or the Cavaliers lead the series 3-0. So if they win this game, they go home with a sweep. So then we have the Clippers and the Spurs. You know, these two teams doing very well. Spurs leading the series 2-1. And, you know, I have my money on the Spurs, but Clippers are really good, too. I will say this. The West Coast is stacked. They are stacked with teams. You know, the Rockets and the Mavericks, you know, they're going at it. You know, of course, I'm going to go with the Rockets just because they are the better team, leading 3-0. But, you know, the Rockets, you have to watch out for the Raptors and Wizards. That's over in the Eastern Conference. You know, Wizards are leading 3-0 against the Raptors. John Wall, of course, leading the charge. And the Spurs and the Clippers, of course, like I said before. And then you also have to, you know, think about Golden State, you know, and Steph Curry just being amazing as always over there. Really doing great. You can't forget about the Bulls either. You know, they're going up against the Bucks. and they're leading 3-1. So tomorrow night, if they win, then, you know, they'll go on. You also have the Grizzlies to worry about in the Western Conference, and the Trailblazers, too. Got to think about them. But in the Eastern Conference, you got to think about the Hawks. The Hawks, man, they are stacked. They are doing really good. But you know who's doing better? Golden State. Golden State is just a powerhouse of a team, and, you know, I really have to give it to them. They 4-0'd their team, and that's really a hard thing to do. But, yeah, so very cool stuff there. They beat the Pelicans. They 4-0'd them 109-98, and so the Warriors, very good team. Anyway, that's it for this segment of NBA and baseball and NHL playoffs segment. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. You play Speed every Sunday at 3. We will be right back with some freestyle and gaming news. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. We play every Sunday at 3, and welcome back. So, we're going to get right into it, gaming and tech news and that sort of thing. So, one of the biggest releases, we have Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. This is going to be a great game made by Treyarch, one of my favorite creators of Black Ops, Call of Duty. If you don't already know, the way that Call of Duty puts out a game every year is they have different people working on it. So, you know, it's a pretty cool business concept. But anyway, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, and I'm really excited for this. You know, they put out a teaser trailer. It has no actual gameplay, but it has this really cool feel to it, and it kind of gives you a story of what is happening, you know, what's going to happen in the COD or along the storyline, right? It has a lot of, it's basically talking about tech, right? And it goes from like the first prosthetic leg, right? It's talking about tech for humans, right? The first prosthetic leg, right? And then you go on and, you know, you get, you know, the first robotic leg or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, you get glasses. They find out about glasses and that sort of thing. And they just go through this timeline about how we improved human tech. And then they go on to, you know, replacing organs, really, like cloning organs. And then, you know, giving you a new organ and doing it that way being really cool. And then they also have these things where, like, for your eyes, where you can see, you know, almost like binoculars. I myself would find that really annoying if I could see everything clear as day, like I was looking through binoculars, right? Because, you know, everything would be so clear, it'd be hard to focus on one thing. But anyway, that's just my opinion on that. But, you know, your eyes are, like, really good. And then, you know, one of the key scenes for me, really, was when tech started to take over, you know, where, you know, really was becoming better than the human body. And they showed this one lady at the Olympics, right, with prosthetic legs, and they were robotic, right? And it said, the fastest runner in the world, and next to her were two, you know, regular humans with regular legs. And they said, you know, should we separate this? And then, you know, it kind of, my opinion, I don't think it's going to be like a Terminator, right? I don't think it's going to be like a Terminator. I think it's going to be almost like advanced warfare, kind of along the same lines, where, you know, you have all this tech, you have jetpacks, that sort of thing, but you're going to be really fast, right? Yeah, you're going to have really good accuracy, that sort of thing. My only problem with it would be that it'll be too easy, right? I want to see how they balance it. Will you be able to run fast only for, you know, a few amount of seconds? How high will you be able to jump? That sort of thing. I want to learn all that because, in my opinion, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is really good, has a really good multiplayer. But in my opinion, the best multiplayer out there was Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2 had really good maps, had really good gameplay. It was all balanced very, very well. And in my opinion, that made it one of the best games for multiplayer. The only problem now is that there's so many hackers on there that, you know, you got to be careful. So, yeah, that's basically my opinion on it. That's what I think is going to happen, is that there's going to be this tech thing where you go to war with, you know, other countries and stuff, and you have these super amazing, crazy upgrades and, you know, that sort of thing. So, we'll see. Anyway, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is going to be interesting to see how it goes. And another thing that I wanted to say, you know, all these big companies, right, you have all these people nagging on you saying, when's the next COD going to be? When's the next COD, right? And they come out and they set this deadline for themselves of the next COD. And, I mean, you must think about it. On deadline day, you know, where they have to put it out, you know, the next game, before deadline day, must be really hectic for them. You know, just running around, trying to fix all the bugs, doing all that. You know, it must be really crazy. Anyway, really excited about that. Also, another thing, there's a sandbox game that's really fun. It's called Kerbal Space Program. And if you guys don't know about it, it's they came out with a new release. It's a sandbox game, and what a sandbox game is where you can basically do anything in the world, right? And they support mods, and they, you know, it's almost like Minecraft, but you build rockets and go to other countries, you go to other planets and stuff like that. It's really a lot of fun. They came out with a new update, a really big update. You know, a lot of people are playing it again, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And also, we have some other news. I want to talk about some of the most overpriced, I think I'll say the top five most overpriced things in tech. So let's start off. I want to talk about the first thing on my list. Number five, some of the most overpriced things in tech. I'm gonna go ahead and say that this isn't in any particular order, because, you know, I might get something, you know, messed up or whatever. Anyway, first thing, internet service providers, ISPs, they suck. they absolutely stink. And they, you know, they basically tell you that they're giving you the best internet. Oh yeah, but you know what? We only have 5 minutes left on the show here. I'm not going to do a top five. I'm just going to do a top three. But internet service providers really get me going because they tell you that you're getting the best internet that you can get, right? And it might be true, right? It might be true. But I live in Florida, right? And we have sucky internet. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. A lot of you know, places here have sucky internet. And I don't know why that is, but, you know, like up in Seattle, right, they have, you know, 100 megabyte, or they have 100 up, 100 down, you know, internet. And it's like, you know, three quarters of the price that we're doing here. And here, it's only like 10 up, 10 down, right? It's really bad. And, you know, there's Google Fiber. Who's moving in here, not moving in here now, but, you know, moving throughout the country with internet, and it's gigabit internet. That's crazy. Like, not gigabit, I think it might be 1 gig of internet, right? And it's crazy fast, you know, and I'm sure it's also changing a lot of things for the real estate community, right? I mean, people are thinking about, you know, internet now. What is the internet provider? How are they providing, right? What's the upspeed? What's the downspeed? That sort of thing. And, you know, of course, that only has a little bit to do with it, but still has somewhat to do with it. You know, some people move to a different place just for better internet, right? That's all that they move there for, right? I know of some people that move there move their places in California to another place to get better internet, you know, so, because it's ridiculous, right? If you want gigabit internet here, like, not gigabyte, I think Google Fiber's doing gigabyte, but if you want gigabit internet, you have to pay, like, $1,000 every month for your internet. Like, let's say a company wants gigabit internet, $1,000, right? That's crazy. Anyway, also, I want to say something about Google Fiber, like I was talking about that before. They also are saying, you know, like, what is it? They're coming out with their new phone service, right? So they're going to be starting to compete with, you know, all the AT&T, that sort of thing. And I'm sure, you know, I don't know what the price on their stuff will be, but I'm sure it'll probably be a lot cheaper because Google is realizing the opportunities that they have here because of these companies charging so outlandishly much, and they're not upgrading their stuff, right? I think what it was is it was like $10 for, I think it was $10 for one gig of LTE data, right? Cellular data. It was 1 gig and $10. Crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, also, I'm just going to name the last two things here on my list. I would say Beats by Dre. They're really overpriced. It takes them about $20 to make them, and they charge like $50, right? That's crazy. Also, Apple, you know, they're pretty overpriced. They have good product, and, you know, they have the tech service to go with it, you know, the people who will help you out. But frankly, you know, you can always go to like a Best Buy and have them help you out. Anyway, that's all for, you know, my little rant part at the end of the show. And thank you all for listening in. And I hope you have a great Sunday and a great weekend and a great afternoon. Make sure to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I will see you next Sunday for another edition of PJ Sports Talk. See ya!